Hi, I'm Josh.
And I'm Leah.
This is Keeping Up with the Seedlings. Anyway, so I'm Josh, and a little bit about myself is I'm a student at IU East, studying business, marketing, and sports management. And then I'm also a Union County JV coach. Shout out, Alex McCool, head coach. I live a very boring life, so I'm going to pass this on to Leah.
Because my life's so exciting. Well, let's see. I graduated from Miami, my bachelor's in science of nursing.
Cum laude. And if most of you don't know what that means, neither do I.
It's top 10% of your class.
Weird flex, but okay.
Share that. And I am waiting to take my NCLEX so I can become an actual nurse. And it's taking forever.
Miami literally has waited. Okay, I'm not bashing. A university has literally waited 10 years to send this number out. And it is literally
slowing everything.
Everything down. Everything. So we are going to do three facts. Do you want to do three about... Like, I just say three about myself, or do you want to do, I say three about you, and you do three about me?
Let's do two facts.
Two, okay. Two is better than three.
Yes.
Okay.
About the other person.
Two about the other person. So I will go first, or I say one, you say one, I say one.
Sure.
Okay, so weird fact about Leah. Where do I even start? She once named a... thing on my back.
Your hematoma?
My hematoma. She named it Henry, the hematoma. So, yeah, she likes to name things. Very weird. So, yeah, what do you got? I probably stole yours. You're probably going to say that one.
No, that's random.
It's weird.
Weird fact about Josh. It's supposed to be something about me?
No, just about me.
About you?
Yeah.
You have white beard hair.
It's strawberry blonde.
It's solid white.
It's strawberry blonde.
Solid white, and I pluck them.
It is because of the stress that I'm under being engaged to Leah. I just about blew a snot straight out of here. Second weird fact about Leah is... Wow. This is actually harder than you think.
No, it's like, really hard. There's like so many things, but I don't want to like bash you.
Yeah. Like I don't want to just literally
like say every bad thing about you.
Mow you around. Like. Okay, her house is on it too. Anyway, so weird fact is Leah.
Oh, I got yours.
Oh, man. Go ahead and do yours. Let me think of mine.
Okay. Weird fact about Josh is one time when we were on vacation, he had a sunburn and he literally threw a fit when I tried to wax him. Tried to wax one little portion of his back and he literally, no. Josh is the most dramatic person on this earth.
I think that might be more than two weird facts about me because if you're talking about
waxing, it's one and then
1A, 1B.
Yes. Subcategory.
Okay, so
he's so dramatic.
Let me just give you a little background on why that hurt. Not only did I have a sunburn.
No, I think they know why it hurt.
But I have back hair, clearly why you're waxing it. It was like this black tar that they decided to stick on me.
Okay, it claims it didn't hurt.
It's claimed painless, and I want to go speak to a representative right now because that was the
literally top 20 like most pain I've ever been in. 5 minutes after I did that to you, I ended up waxing my nose hairs and a couple other spots on my body, and it was not as painful as what you acted.
Okay, let's put it on your back. You have back hair? Put it on there.
It was up my nose.
Okay, well, that's even easier.
No, that's even more painful.
No. So it really hurt, and her mom and her chased me around trying to peel it off.
Again, dramatic.
Oh, man. I really can't even think about another weird fact.
Well, because he doesn't know me. We've been dating for 5.5 years.
Yeah, I really don't.
I collect empty water bottles.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's use. Oh, she's never done laundry. Is that a weird fact?
That's not a fact, because that's not true.
Okay, she's never cleaned her room. Her mom cleans her room. That's a weird fact. That's a weird fact.
I cleaned it the last time.
Okay, so these facts are getting debunked.
He obviously doesn't know who he's marrying.
But clearly, if people know her, they will know that this is true. Like, Ella probably knows. Ella Knight probably knows that Leah doesn't clean her own room, because I think she said something about your mom cleans your room still. Yes. Facts. Candy cleans Leah's room.
Dramatic. You'll learn how true my fact was.
Okay, so we're going to give you a little bit, like, story on how we met.
It's pretty funny.
It's not funny. It's heartbreaking. So I was in the library at Franklin County High School. Not because I was reading. No. study hall, we could go down there and play on a computer. So me and my best man, Andrew McCool, would go down there and play on the computers, dirt bike racing games, whatever we could play. Yes, we were seniors in high school. So went down in there and saw this girl who ended up being Leah walk by. And I asked Dane Bowling, who is that? And he said, that's Will Wendell's sister. And then I asked Kanan Walker, who is also from Mount Carmel, if I could have her number. And he told me she was texting someone. I'll let her take off from there.
Well, we were sitting.
Which ended up being a lie. She wasn't talking to anyone.
We were sitting in history, and Kanan asked if I wanted to talk to Josh Seedling. Didn't know who he was. I knew him because of a shirt he wore that looked like Harry Potter, and I called him Harry Potter Kid.
Bully.
No.
Hashtag bully.
So I said no. Didn't want to talk to him.
But then, if anyone knows me, they know I love to lift weights, and she saw me in my habitat. She saw this sexy gorilla in his habitat throwing weights around in Franklin County.
Not true.
And was like, my gosh, I just swooned her by lifting these weights. And she said, I have to have his number. And I had to, when Kanan told me she wanted my number, I had to think about it. I was like, I don't know. But then ultimately I gave it to her. So I got her number eventually, clearly.
Yeah. Not that great of a story.
No, not as good as people would imagine, I guess. It'd probably be a great movie one day, the story. The life of Josh Seedling probably would sell millions, billions.
Yeah.
Probably would even do better than the Avengers did opening day.
Avengers Endgame?
Yeah. Which Leah slept through, by the way. Anybody listening? She slept through Avengers Endgame. Yeah. Be angry.
What was I doing that day? That made me so tired.
Did I work? A normal day, probably. You sleep in every movie theater we go to. Anyway.
They're long.
So we're going to give you a little heads up on where we're at now. Fast forward 5.5 years after talking. After getting her number, we are currently getting married in how many days, Leah?
Let's see if she knows.
43 days.
See if I know.
So in 43 days, we will be Mr. and Mrs. Seedling. We are currently looking at a house in Richmond. We're not telling you the address because we don't want it egged.
We don't want stalkers.
Yeah. And I lied. It's not in Richmond. It's Centerville. So don't even get a look in Richmond. But I just got a job up in Richmond.
McD's.
Yeah.
Flipping burgers.
Well, it's in the morning, so it'll be flipping
sausage.
Sausage, eggs.
Hash browns?
Yeah. I'll be slinging hash browns. If you need that hash browns, come to me at McDonald's.
We won't tell you which one, though.
Yeah, exactly. There's four of them. Good luck. May the odds be ever in your favor. But, and then I'm also going to school at IU East, like I said earlier, and coaching with Alex McCool at Union County. So I got a lot on my plate. Leah's getting ready to start working somewhere.
Yeah.
Apparently that was a...
Don't say.
Don't say. Okay. Somewhere in Indiana, or Ohio or Michigan.
He's going to be a nurse.
Lee's going to be a nurse somewhere. Somewhere.
He'll be a nurse somewhere.
Somewhere. So that's where we're at now.
I would like a dog, but the place we're looking at, you can't have a dog.
Service dogs only. Sad. So I'm thinking to, you know, deploy the.
Josh might have to fake being deaf or something.
Wow. Okay. That's really tough. I was going to say anxiety dog.
I mean, I got that.
So I'm not sure why she said fake being deaf.
I don't know.
We did not mean to offend anybody.
Deaf people even have dogs. Service dogs.
I'm sure they do. We love you.
They can't even be listening to this.
Wow. Wow.
Whatever.
So, okay.
Moving on.
A harpoon just speared right through this show. We're going to take some BuzzFeed quizzes. I'm not really even sure what those are.
I have the BuzzFeed app.
Yeah.
And I pulled up some quizzes.
Hold on. Before
Josh's knowledge.
Jonathan Redd, who's my brother-in-law, please do not think that my man card has been revoked.
Why? Because BuzzFeed?
Yeah. Because I'm doing this. This is fun.
Josh wanted to do this. This was all his idea.
I thought it would be awesome to have a podcast outside of sports because Lauren Moore won't listen to sports podcasts.
It's the only reason.
Yeah, exactly. Lauren, way to go, Lauren.
Okay, which one do you want to do first?
The history one.
History?
Yeah, I like to think of myself as a history savant.
Huh? Don't know what the last word was.
Savant?
Yeah, moving on. When was the Great Depression?
Oh, boy.
1910 to 1920, 29 to 39.
29, 39.
Okay, we're not listening well because it's boring. Ooh, you got it right.
Hey, I'm telling you right now.
Wow.
They need to put me on Jeopardy.
When was JFK assassinated? 1919, 1922, 63, or 73?
I'm thinking 73.
That's what I was thinking. Wrong.
I was joking. I said 63. Lee accidentally put 73.
When was the first subway system opened?
Oh, that's goodness. Easy. 1923.
No, again. You're doing horrible.
She accidentally clicked the wrong button.
When was basketball invented? If you do not get this, your other podcast is a sham. Oh, gosh.
When was it invented? I know who invented it, if that counts for anything.
That's not the question.
I'm going to go 1872. I feel like that's...
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to click it?
Yeah.
72?
Yeah. Fuck. It was 91.
1891.
Wow. Hunter, sorry. I am sorry. I'm ashamed. I am ashamed. It was started in a YMCA. So I know who started it and where it was started.
It's not when,
apparently.
When was Russia's Red October Revolution?
Okay, now I'm
bored by that question.
Is,
I don't even want to read it.
Is this the movie Red Dawn? Is that when that takes place? Like Patrick Swayze's Red Dawn?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, you don't.
I don't know history.
Have you ever watched that movie?
No.
Red Dawn. You've never seen Red Dawn.
I swear, no.
I'm out of silence, people. Leah has not watched.
I probably have seen it either.
I guarantee it. People, we have this thing when you listen to our anchor shows that will let you send us voice messages. Please tell us that you have listened to Red Dawn. Thank you. And by the way,
if
that
you don't
was,
respond, that means you have.
That was 1936.
1936? Wrong again.
I am one for six.
When was the Boston Tea Party?
Oh, that's easy. 1773. I'm just reading by the people that think I'm picking a number.
1773?
No. Yeah.
I think it's 15.
1573.
I don't even know if tea was around 17. Then. I don't know my history.
Yeah, go ahead and click 73.
Okay, all 73.
Eggs, precisely.
15, 16, 17, or 18?
I'm guessing 17.
17. Ooh.
Come at me with that again. I just got that correct.
When was the attack on Pearl Harbor?
Oh, wow, Leah, you don't know this.
41? I knew that one.
She didn't.
When was the moon landing?
It never happened. Fake. Fake.
We can see the strings.
Oh, by the way, there is people living inside the moon. Thank you.
Okay.
Wait. I'm going to guess 69.
That's true. When my dad was born. And it's in a song.
What?
They sing about it. When were the first Olympics?
Okay. The first Olympics were actually taking place in Greece a long, long time ago.
Okay, not the question.
So, I don't think this would be technically correct, but I'm going to go 1896.
Got it right.
In Greece. Let's go.
When was the printing press invented?
Wow, this is cake sauce. Can you give me something easier? 1540s.
1540s?
Yeah.
Wrong.
That's a lie. 1440. What?
You got 5 out of 10 right.
Yes.
Okay. You have a pretty decent amount of historical knowledge.
Random historic knowledge, by the way.
Credit where it's due. And then it's... somebody clapping.
Yeah. I thought that was Professor was X Spock. For a minute. But that is 100% somebody off of...
What's Spock's from?
Star Trek.
Star Trek, yeah.
Somebody on... If you guys can get back to us, the bald guy off Star Trek. That's who's clapping at me right now. Thank you. I appreciate the love.
In a red shirt.
In a red shirt.
Okay.
All right, Leah, which one do you want? Everyone has a friend's quote that matches their personality?
Yeah, we'll do that one.
Okay. We're going to play now. Pick an original Netflix TV show. Stranger Things, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, The Crown, Orange is the New Black, BoJack Horseman. Stranger Things?
Yeah, what's Stranger Things?
Okay. Now pick a Netflix rom-com to watch tonight. Like, right now, you have to go watch this. Perfect
Set
day.
It up. I just watched it the other night.
What is it?
Set It Up.
Set It Up. Mm-hmm. She didn't let me read the rest of the questions. I really appreciate this. How about a Netflix documentary? Homecoming, a film by Beyonce, Gaga, 5'2", Quincy.
Ted Bundy tapes.
The Ted Bundy tapes. Now choose a stand-up special to make you laugh. Ellen DeGeneres.
No Kevin Hart.
No Kevin Hart. Hannah Gadsby. Ali Wong, Baby Cobra. John Mulaney, Kid Gorgeous at Radio
just
City.
Just Ellen. I don't know who the other people are.
And finally, how much time do you spend watching Netflix? One night a week, a few nights a week, every single night after work, only in the morning, only on weekends. I keep it on all day, every single day, all day, day.
Probably a few nights a week. I'm more of a YouTube person.
Okay, so your quote is, I wish I could, but I don't want to.
Well, that's boring.
By Phoebe. That is interesting. I don't really watch Friends that much, so I'm not sure.
That's boring.
Leah watches Friends so much that her, Lauren, and Ella have their own code.
Not Lauren. Lauren's not in on it.
Oh, yeah. Lauren's weird. So
Lauren watches The Office and Parks and Rec.
The Office is good, Lauren. I'll give you credit for that. But I also heard that you like to watch Game of Thrones. Hashtag never watch that show.
Never seen a single episode.
Hashtag not wasting my time.
Will not. Okay, one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Let's do, how much random high school knowledge do you have?
A lot. I feel like I was in high school for 10 years.
Ooh, what is considered the powerhouse of the cell?
That's the mitochondria.
Yep.
What?
What's the longest river in the world?
The Nile.
Yep.
The Nigel Thornberry River.
Finish the sentence. The man blank on the bed when he came home from work. Oh, goodness.
Oh, boy.
Laid?
Has to be.
Live.
Had to be live, laid because laid. It's past tense. Because he when he came home from work. Man. Laid. Laid.
That one?
Yes.
I think it's that one.
No.
Wrong. Oh, we both are wrong.
There's lay. The man lay.
L-A-Y? Huh.
That's false.
Our English teachers failed us.
I'm from Laurel.
Which of these sentences contains
a smiley? A smiley.
A smiley. She was as cool as a cucumber. Love is an open door. He sang at the top of his lungs. I've told you a million times. I think it's a love.
Cool as a cucumber.
Oh, that's what you're going with? Yeah. I'm going to pick mine, though, because I want to get them right.
Okay, but it's going to be cool as a cucumber.
Shoot. It was cool as a cucumber.
Okay, come at me.
I know this one.
Who wrote Fahrenheit 451? Ray Bradbury.
Yep. Ugly dude there in the corner.
Ugly dude in the corner. 451 Fahrenheit is the degree that paper burns, apparently.
Yep. Whoa.
Whoa.
What's the atomic symbol for sodium?
Na.
Nah, boy. This. What disease carried by
the bubonic plague? The bubonic plague.
People in Asia.
The bubonic plague.
In the 14th century.
The bubonic plague. We tell the fans what it was.
Bubonic plague.
Boom.
Anything new?
Oh, 1, 1, 2. What's the
number
five
in this pattern? What? The next number. Oh, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5.
Hold on.
8. Faster.
Yeah. For the people that can't see this, which is everybody, it was just adding up the previous number to the current number.
Who invented the first successful printing press? Another printing press question.
That's a great question. I'm guessing Thomas J, baby. Thomas J? No. It's
Gutenberg. Oh, don't know who that is. Gutenberg. That's from Phineas and Ferb. No, that's Doofenshmirtz.
Doofenshmirtz? Doofenshmirtz. Wow. Oh, my.
Pacific Ocean is the largest and deepest?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
At 35,000 feet deep. In case you guys didn't know, random fact of the day.
7 out of 10 right. We have a decent amount. And you graduated college, so.
I didn't. I'm still in it. I'm a life longer in college. Just
life a longer.
I'm a life a longer. Is that all for the quizzes you want to do?
Yeah.
Well, I think that concludes. You want to do anything else?
Mm-hmm.
No?
I'm good.
That concludes the first episode of the Keeping Up with the Seedlings. We will be doing this several times a week.
Maybe just once a week. We'll see.
We'll see. Maybe twice a week.
Maybe just once. This might never happen.
Anyway, we thank you guys for listening. There is a donation if you guys want to. We are Paul.
We Paul boys.
No, but you guys, if you feel free, you can donate. There's a button that you can do to click it. It just makes us feel good.
It makes me feel bad.
It just might put food on the table one day. Just food in the bellies, you know, something like that. Anyway.
Because we've got enough of that.
Yeah, for real. I'm skin and bones. But, so this concludes the first episode. There's also send message. You can hit that and send us a verbal message. We can put it on the show next time. We try to keep it a little bit funny, clean, but
what?
I don't know.
Entertaining?
But maybe a little racist. Like, no, I'm just kidding.
That was disgusting.
Yeah, I know. I hurt my stomach doing that. So, just
bye.
Peace.